back on with Screaming Argonauts. Today is Monday, December 19th. I am the fabulous Max, otherwise known as Dragonfly, and with me on the line today
is T-Fab P, the fabulous Penguin.
All right. And Penguin, we have the whole world of things to talk about today.
Sure.
And I want to play a new game with you that I think could turn out to be fun.
Okay.
It's called What's on the Fox News Webpage Today?
I'm liking it already, Max.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got Romney and Gingrich in a pre-Iowa tie. That's pretty interesting because the last time we talked, and it's hard to keep these podcasts up with the news, Newt Gingrich was running away. They had a debate this Saturday, which I'm annoyed at, that I didn't know it was happening because I'm kind of a political junkie and I would have watched it.
Right.
People said that Gingrich did well, or I thought they said that. But there's, according to Morning Joe or somebody on Morning Joe, there are a lot of ads up in Iowa that are just pounding the hell out of Gingrich.
Huh.
And he's not answering.
Right.
So far. I heard a story that they've since pulled back. And this is an interesting thing, too, because it goes to that Citizens United decision about money equals speech.
Right.
There was a rich donor who promised, the story went, $20 million to Newt Gingrich for his super PAC.
Okay.
You know, just – and now the news is – well, he promised him some large amount of money, and he hasn't given him any yet.
Huh.
And he's getting hammered in Iowa, and apparently the Mitster is coming back.
It doesn't surprise me, but that's interesting.
To me, it's just – I had a discussion with a woman at work today. The election is ripe for the picking, and Newt Gingrich is, by a lot of accounts, unfit. He certainly seems to me to be an egomaniac and is widely despised by the Republican faithful elected officials. And we can go through the litany. Michelle Bachmann is batshit. Ron Paul is batshit. Rick Santorum seems to only worry about gay people. Rick Perry can't seem to think his way out of a paper bag.
Right.
Herman Cain's gone. I don't know who did I miss.
John Huntsman has been lost since the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. And my guy, Buddy Romer, can't get on the stage.
Right.
It frustrates me as an American.
Well, sure, I can understand that.
I would prefer, because so many people are going to vote Republican because of the R in front of the name. That all I'm asking for is that they put up a decent candidate. Oh, I know who I forgot, Mitt Romney, and he's a Mormon. They don't even like him themselves.
Right. Well, that's, that's... We said that last time we met.
It's true. It's true then, and it's still true.
Right.
They can't find anybody that they like. And I got to wonder, what is Tim Pawlenty thinking right now?
That's a tough question, and I'm not sure I know the answer.
I think he's thinking... shit. Just shit. All I had to do was stick around,
Yeah, if he'd stuck around long enough, he would he'd be okay.
He's mediocre, maybe uninspiring.
Right.
He's not particularly tall or stunningly handsome, but he's not a Mormon. He's not Newt. He's not batshit insane. So anyway, I think Tim Pawlenty would be head and shoulders above the rest for all the things he's not.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
If he had only hung around, stuck around.
Yeah. He never seemed to have that boost that everybody else had. You know, he never was in the lead. He never was the guy to beat.
Well, but he quit so early. He quit after the Iowa straw poll.
Right, right.
When Michelle Bachmann won. But, you know, she faded right away. I think right now, I really believe, considering the wreck that is the Republican crew, that people would look at Tim Pawlenty if he was still in there and say...
He's an alternative, right. He's not Mormon.
He's a moral Republican. You know, he's not Newt Gingrich. People like him.
Right.
So he should have stayed in.
Getting back to the Newtster.
Yeah.
You said you opened this up by saying that there's been a lot of negative ads. Do you know where those negative ads are coming from? Is it coming from...
It's coming from Romney's Super PAC.
Okay, that's what I want to know. Is that what it is?
Yeah. And I hadn't, until I watched Stephen Colbert earlier this year, I didn't know there was such a thing as a Super PAC.
Uh-huh.
But you're only allowed to give $2,000 or $2,500 to a political action committee that's run by a candidate. But you can give unlimited amounts to a Super PAC. The only caveat is it can't be associated with the candidate. Now, I've heard somebody say, and I expect it's true, that some of these people's Super PACs are run by their brothers and their fathers.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, the idea that there's no association between the Super PACs and the candidates is laughable.
Right. I'm going to say something, and I have absolutely no way to prove to you that it's correct.
Yeah.
And I have no verification of this, but I heard that if you have a Super PAC, right, if you don't spend all the money, that money goes to the candidate who the Super PAC supports.
I would think that that's wrong.
Okay.
Because legally, you're not allowed to be associated with the Super PAC.
Okay. Well, maybe it was just plain old PACs.
Yeah, I think that might be true in the case of a political action committee.
Okay. Well, to me, that's like, if you wanted to get rich.
Yeah, all you got to do is run for something.
Run for something and get a lot of Republican support. You know, be a Tea Party candidate or whatever. Get a lot of public support. Get a PAC going. Get a lot of money in it. And then don't spend anything.
Yeah, well, and
even if you withdraw from the race at that point, you know, you raise $5 million and you withdraw, you get $5 million.
And you made $5 million. We might be wrong about this, because I heard somebody saying that Herman Cain had bordered on the unethical, possibly illegal, by selling his book to his campaign. I don't know if that's a political action committee or if it's relevant. Now that I say it out loud, it doesn't sound relevant.
Didn't Michelle Bachmann do the same thing?
Yeah, and I think that might have been the thing that Newt Gingrich got thrown out of the leadership position for as an unethical money maneuver.
Right. Well, you know, the Republican Party and ethics, they go together.
Well, that I have to say that it's possible that the Democrats are guilty of this same thing, too. I think all of Washington, all of it, including President Obama, are up to their elbows in people throwing money at them.
Right.
Now, I don't think that Obama is pocketing the money. I do think that some politicians are. And if you – did you see – you probably didn't see the 60 Minutes story was pretty earth-shattering. About the people in Congress who know that certain laws are going to be passed,
uh-huh.
and they go out and trade on the stocks knowing that the law is going to change the value of the stock.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've heard that before.
And that was quite a sensational story. And there's a clamor now for that law to be created that wasn't there. But, you know, it's also like Congress and Republicans and Democrats both, you know, passing laws that they don't have to abide by certain laws that they pass.
Right.
You know, so I would be reluctant to say it's only Republicans on that account.
Okay.
I do think some politicians are ethically okay, but I happen to believe that the majority of them are ethically challenged.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that.
And I've said in the past, you might remember me saying this, that the biggest problem this country has is the corrupting influence of money on politicians.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still true.
All right. Yeah, I catch where you're coming from.
There's a news story that's worth mentioning here, and that is that the beloved leader has passed away.
I heard about that, and I had a comment or two that I'd be willing to make.
Sure.
Did you know that he was deathly afraid of flying?
No, I didn't know that.
He was deathly afraid of flying, and as a matter of fact, in the last bunch of years, he never flew anywhere because he was afraid he was going to die on a plane, and so he took trains everywhere.
Well, that's one notch toward sanity, in my opinion.
Okay, but the irony of the whole thing is he died on a train.
All right, that is ironic.
Or
does that mean John Madden's going to die on a bus?
Well, I don't know, but is it poetic justice, perhaps, instead of irony?
Oh. Well, with Kim Jong-il, you would have to think anything is likely to be poetic justice.
Right. He also called himself an internet genius. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. He said that he was he said something along the lines of he's on the internet all the time, that he's an internet genius.
Oh. Well, I also know that he kidnapped actresses.
Really?
And he there was one actress, he's very fond of certain women, and one actress, a young, less known actress, I can't tell you the name. Yeah, he invited her over and wouldn't let her go for like 3 years.
That's pretty bizarre.
Oh, he's a weird dude.
Yeah, I agree.
And so now, actually, it is pretty serious because Kim Jong-un is really Kim Jong the Third because he's got two older brothers.
Right.
And there could be a political power struggle. And, you know, the North Koreans have been known in the past to rattle sabers. And you remember as recently as a couple of years ago, they attacked a South Korean warship and they shot some artillery at some South Korean island. And you just don't know what they're going to do.
Right.
I heard a story this morning, a clip from a newscaster who was announcing the death of Kim Jong-il, and she was sobbing, and apparently people are out mourning in the streets. So
she was crying hysterically over the death.
Right, and officially the whole country is sobbing over the death of Kim Jong-il.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't it like about a year ago, didn't he name his son his successor?
Yeah, Kim Jong-un.
Right.
But Un is the third, not the first.
Uh-huh.
And he's got two other sons that might not be happy about it.
So that's where the thinking is that...
Well, not to mention that there are doubtless power brokers behind the scenes. We don't know what goes on in Korea, but it's potential that the power base that had been consolidated by this guy, it has now been disrupted.
Right.
And they do have, they said on the radio, 5 nuclear weapons, although they don't have any nuclear-capable missiles.
Right.
But, you know, just a weird dude, bad situation, and we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Let's do a little Fox News, what's on Fox News story.
Here's an exclusive, it says, on Fox News. The EPA seeks more power to regulate environment. Isn't that what the EPA is supposed to do?
I always thought so, but you know those libertarians.
Yeah, I think it's just contrarians. It says undercover DC sting yields $7 million in guns and drugs. The year-long operation leads to arrest of 70 extremely dangerous suspects. Now, is that the ATF? Is that the same people that they were making fun of with the sting operation down in Mexico?
I don't know. That's interesting.
Here's another little tasty tidbit. Sarah Palin says it's not too late for someone to jump into the 2012 presidential race.
See, that media whore will do anything for the papers, won't she?
Yeah, you think she's thinking about getting back in?
No, I think that she's trying to get her name back in.
She just wants to be on the webpage at Fox News?
Absolutely. Don't you think so?
I've wondered about that exact answer. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's been relatively unheard of for the last month or so. I think that perhaps she just felt lonely.
Without a certain number of press individuals.
Right, don't you think so?
I think you might be right. I really do. There's a whole section called Features and Faces, and they have here a picture, an elbows-up picture of Leanne Rimes laying on, like, a lounge chair.
Okay.
And it says, Rimes tweets bikini beachwear.
Uh-huh.
Because everyone wants to know what bikinis Leanne Rimes is wearing, I guess.
Right.
It says, Secret Scars of the Stars. There's a story about that. I think that should be on the front page of every news. How about pharmacies mislead teens on morning after pill?
Huh, I'm not sure I understand what that means.
Well, I'll bet you if we dig into it, and I don't really want to, they're going to say that the morning after pill is actually creating an abortion, if you can.
Okay, yeah, and so that's where they're going to
right.
Go to get it stopped.
There's a story about the Tim Tebow workout, because if you think about it, Leanne Rimes is a country music star. Tim Tebow is a Christian hero.
Yeah.
I mean, you can sort of begin to see,
a pattern?
If you didn't already, who the audience is.
Right. Oh, sure.
Here's a story about legal regulations for small businesses. You want to hammer that point home.
Absolutely. You know, those libertarians. The only ones that don't seem to be represented so far right now is the poor Tea Partiers.
Oh, I think there might be something about the Tea Party. Oh, here's something that'll scare you. Speaking of just the Fox sensibility in general, holiday heart attacks.
I heard somebody on the radio talking about that today, and I said to myself, that's an interesting list. But I had never for the life of me would have thought that it came from Fox News.
Well, I think they like to gin up the fear. I think it's generally a Republican way of looking at it.
I think I agree with you. If they are known for anything, it's raising the fear level.
Look at the Bush administration and how much they were telling us to be afraid. Yeah, it's a dangerous world out there, and there are people that want to kill Americans. But that was true before George Bush, and it's still true. You know?
Yeah,
They keep raising the fear level. 10 innocent ways to damage your credit score. Legal regulations for small businesses. You know, it's things you can be afraid of.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right on that one.
Here's something that'll get the faithful riled up. I'm not sure where to slot this. Sister Wives, in quote, family, launches challenge of Utah bigamy law.
Huh. That's interesting.
Well, you know what it means. Conservatives don't like Mormons.
Well, gee, could have fooled me.
News, right?
Right, absolutely.
Oh, here's a great headline. North Korea, next one down, sorry. Kim Jong-il's death met with optimism, fear.
Okay, so some people are glad that he's gone, thinking that things will get better. And some people are afraid because he's got 5 nuclear weapons, although they don't know how to deliver them.
Right, but it just, you know, what's the point of that story? you know, you're covering all the bases there.
Well, you know, Max, couldn't you just open up Fox News to any page and say, what's the point of this story?
And that's why we're playing Guess What's on Fox News.
Right, right.
There's something in here. Oh, top 10 stupid stars of 2011?
Well, you know, the conservative side hates Hollywood.
They do, yeah.
So that makes sense.
Oh, and here's the most interesting story of all. Neil Cavuto's shopping tips.
Huh. Well, everybody knows how... Everybody knows that Neil Caputo buys a good gift.
Yeah,
right?
So.
Is that pretty much what that says?
I don't think it says anything at all. Okay. I think it's an utterly meaningless story.
Well, much like his show.
Yeah, I wish his show was meaningless. His show is one of the worst.
Oh, I know. He's terrible.
Oh, here's a good. This is a good way to get off from the Fox News webpage. Brain-eating amoeba deaths linked to neti pots. I don't know what a neti pot is. N-E-T-I space P-O-T-S.
We have a little Mrs. Fab P thinks she knows.
Well, tell us, Mrs. Fab P, what's a neti pot?
What is a neti pot?
It's a thing that you boil hot water and maybe some herbs in and you pour it through your nostrils.
Oh, it's a nostril cleaner.
Oh. Well, you could get a brain-eating amoeba. Good for you. But I think you should be afraid. Be very afraid.
Of neti pots.
Wow. I tell you, Max, you've scared me.
I know how close you were to pouring that thing in your
I may have to go on Fox News just to be reassured.
I would love to see you on Fox News.
No.
Anyway, we must have something
you
interesting
to talk
about.
You have a better chance of seeing me naked than you have on Fox News.
Well, I'd rather see you on Fox News, I can tell you. Sorry, but...
That's okay. I understand where you're coming from.
Anyway, what do we got in the world of... what is it?
Oh my God, Facts. OMG Facts is a website that I frequent.
Yeah.
And they always provide us with real interesting tidbits of information that you wouldn't know, generally speaking, and they always source them so you know that they're accurate.
Oh, I love True Facts.
Yeah, so I have a bunch of them, you know, and I'll throw them out to you.
Okay.
You can comment or not comment. You can just tell me to go on to the next one if you'd like. Okay, so here's my first Oh My God fact.
All right.
Okay. Do you know who Bob Ross is?
I do not.
Okay. Bob Ross was the guy who did the Joy of Painting on...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay?
With the afro.
Right. Can you imagine a more...
Mellow,
more reserved guy than him?
No, I couldn't stand a more mellow, more soft-spoken guy than him.
He was an Army drill sergeant.
No shit. That's great.
And after he left the service, he vowed that he would never yell at anyone again.
Wow.
Which leads you to believe that that's why he started the show.
Oh, my God.
Don't you think?
Yeah. That's great.
I thought that was a great tip.
That's a fact, boy.
Okay. I know you like history, and I know you like facts about presidents.
I do.
So I'm going to
yep.
put them both together and tell you that there were four. I mean, we've had 44 presidents.
I can finish this for you.
Okay.
Presidents who died of dysentery.
No. There were four United States presidents who were cheerleaders.
Oh, my God.
George Bush, Ronald Reagan, Eisenhower, and FDR.
No shit.
Now, are members of the Mensa Club, are lifelong, you know, whatever, you know, are bird watchers. You wouldn't think twice of it. But are cheerleaders? I don't know.
You know, Reagan doesn't surprise me. I mean, I knew about Bush.
Uh-huh.
And actually, FDR doesn't surprise me because... He was quite the rich child. But Eisenhower surprises me.
Okay, well, he was.
But he must have went to West Point, and in those days, yeah, probably but, you know, didn't have women. And...
Right. Okay, next fact of interest.
I don't know if I can stand
this. And you know, I know how much you enjoy those silly scientific studies.
Oh, yeah, that's our favorite thing.
There was actually a scientific study done on why headphones get tangled in your pocket.
That's outstanding.
In over 3,400 trials, they found that the probability of a knot forming was incredibly high, and that there were 120 different knots. So I guess what that tells you is that by this point now, scientists have studied everything possibly of interest and are moving on to
studying. I mean, the only thing worse would be a telephone cord.
Right.
Study.
Right. I agree. That's kind of weird, huh?
That's very silly.
It is, but that's right up our alley. I mean, we've done that.
Yeah, yeah.
We've done that study. Okay, I got another one here.
All right.
In Genghis Khan, in his time, he was responsible for the death of 11% of the world's population.
Wow. That's huge.
I know. You know.
And we've already found out from a previous episode that he's responsible for like 13% of the world's population genetically.
DNA, right. Well, it is estimated that he killed, and in his campaigns, somewhere around 40 million people.
Really?
Yeah. And at that time, the population of the world was like 380 million.
It reminds me of a line from Casablanca. Not even Nazis can kill that fast.
Well, I guess he did.
40 million in those days is a lot of people.
I know. I couldn't even begin to figure out how he did it.
Did they have when was this? It wasn't that long ago. Did they have gunpowder in those days?
Huh. I would say yes, but I don't know for a fact that.
Yeah, I don't know either. But that's a lot of sword hacks.
Right. Well, I mean, you know? I don't think this means that he did so personally.
Well, even with his own army.
Right.
I mean, an army in those days is what? 20,000 guys?
Maybe like the Spanish Inquisition, though. People just, you know, joined off the side somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, nobody expected the Spanish Inquisition.
Right. Nobody did. Okay. I think I got...
Say it again.
Responsible for allowing homebrewing in the United States?
Someone from Pennsylvania.
No, he was from Georgia.
Charles Carroll?
No. President Jimmy Carter.
Oh, I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they passed a lot. Carter did a lot of good things.
I know I'd vote for him for the craft beer.
Did he make a peanut beer?
It doesn't say he made a peanut beer, but he said that the law that he passed allowed craft beer makers to make up to 100 gallons a year for their own personal consumption.
Yeah, I did know that actually once upon a time.
Uh-huh.
And it is true, by the way, 4 presidents died of dysentery.
Well, that, so if you were that or a cheerleader, you had,
But none of the cheerleading presidents died of dysentery.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you did that. Well, Max, as always.
Well, I thought you had 2 more. You got 1 more?
Nope, that was it.
That's it?
That was it.
So we will say goodbye.
All right.
Hi, this is Miss Nicole of 8 Beer Sampler Productions. You've been listening to Max and T-Fab-P, the fabulous penguin of Countless Screaming Argonauts, the podcast of record. Listen to their podcast adventures at csapodcast.blogspot.com or download it free from the iTunes podcast store. Just search Countless Screaming Argonauts. The boys love to hear from you, so email them at csapodcast@gmail.com. Finally, if you want to show your allegiance to the show, pick up some CSA swag and help make the boys famous. You can purchase hats, shirts, and mugs, along with other appropriate gear, at Cafe Press. Click the link on their webpage. And thanks for listening.